streaming service.
Loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Reports indicate the NFL will launch its own streaming service starting in July. Let's learn more from Tom Lason, media analyst. You can find him in Seattle, Washington, and on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thanks for joining us this afternoon. How will NFL Plus differ from the NFL Network that's available on cable and from the NFL offerings on broadcast TV in the fall and winter?
Yeah, there's starting to get to be a lot of them, aren't there? And the Sports Journal, Sports Business Journal, has been doing a lot of the work on this. And NFL Plus, much to my surprise in terms of reading about what's happening here, is going to be limited, apparently, to in-market games. And with that in mind, I'm kind of struggling with the value proposition, really, for people because of that. At first, I thought this was going to be Sunday Ticket on the phone and therefore all about gaming. As you flip around from game to game and check out the status of your betting life on the phone. But I'm not so sure if that's the case, if it's limited to in-market games. So I think this is dipping the proverbial toe into what the NFL has said is going to end up being a pretty robust direct-to-consumer streaming program within NFL media. And it also may prove some provide some insight into why it's only going to be $5 a month. It's interesting.
I mean, it sounds like at the moment, this is probably a test case. It's designed to exist inside the patchwork of rights agreements that the NFL has with the broadcast networks and with the streaming services. And then once those rights agreements expire, this product will probably scale up.
Yeah, the Verizon agreement just expired, which is why they're hitting this here, I think, with phones, iPads, and laptops. And then it's interesting, too, that this is launching a year before new broadcast rights contracts come up. And those are going to be 11 seasons. And some of the early analysts are talking about $110 billion in those rights. So how this fits into that, is this filling a niche? Is this something, like I said, they're dipping their toe into and getting started with? I'm not sure. They're going to add things like radio and podcasts and team content. But again, I'm not sure people are going to pay for, you know, the Shields PR machine to speak with them on their phone. So it's going to be interesting to see how they progress with this.
It's very hard to predict trends 11 years from now, but if you look at the upfront presentations from the broadcast TV networks just a couple of weeks ago, it's very obvious the NFL is keeping broadcast television alive in some cases, that these they're such viewer magnets and streaming proof that it's keeping TV in business. What's going to happen when the NFL takes all of this in house?
You know, with $110 billion sitting there, I'm not sure that you can really make a strong business case for that, because you're going to incur a lot of expenses that are associated with that. But I do think that, you know, people are growing weary of these transitional technologies for over-the-top viewing. There are too many subscriptions, too many devices, too many input changes, too much chasing content around different platforms that nobody can remember, let's face it. And what's interesting, as you mentioned on the broadcast side, is the NFL may be an exception to this, despite the fact that we're all suffering from this sort of growing fatigue on separate streaming services. You know, they still aggregate a huge audience for big-time multi-camera live events, and that is right in the sweet spot for both the NFL and the broadcast networks. So there's a lot going on here, and it's, like you said, trends are hard to look out 11 years and see what's going to be happening, but it's certainly interesting.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington, thanks for joining us this afternoon.